those nimble fingers against those strings can only mean one thing. Danny Dozier is in studio with us once again. Oh, that's how it's done right there. Good morning, Danny. Good to see you again.
Hey, Chad. Nice to see you, too.
Well, it's not often that we come together for something like this. This is almost a sad occasion for us to have to talk about. You and I have a good mutual friend, Mike Foster.
Yes.
Mike passed away not too long ago, and we're going to do a little benefit concert for him coming up at the Batesville Community Theater Performing Arts Center, 1295 East Main, and that's coming up this Saturday night. Talk a little bit about Mike. You guys played a long time together, I know.
Yeah, we really did, Chad. You know, my first, of course, Mike's a couple of years younger than me, but my first memories of really playing some serious music with Mike was back probably in the 80s when we put together a band called the Raiders.
I remember that. Yeah.
And we would play all the clubs around, play the festivals and county fairs and all those kind of things. You know, as a four-piece band, Mike played keyboards, Roger Jefford played drums and sang, and John Baxter played bass. And you know, over the years, Mike, that band, you know, played for a pretty good while, but, you know, things change over the years. And then eventually I formed a band probably about 15 or 16 years ago called the Lockhouse Orchestra.
Sure.
And we formed that band specifically to do tributes to different artists once a month. We would do those at, it was Josie's restaurant down on the river. And Mike was in that band. And then, you know, playing, Mike played every Sunday in church.
Oh, yeah. I was there every Sunday. I was a kid there at the church.
And we, the week before he passed, he and I played Eagle Mountain Assisted Living on a Tuesday, and on a Thursday we played Woodlawn Nursing Facility where his mom is. And so we've done a lot of music together, and Mike's one of those guys. He's so virtuosic. I don't know if that's a word, but he could play anything from, you know, something real complicated like Scott Joplin or somebody like that to Leon Russell or Elton John, or one of his favorite players was Floyd Kramer, you know, doing that old country stuff.
Last Date, I remember those. Let's talk a little bit about the benefit itself, and who all's going to be there along with you?
Well, we're going to open the show with we're all friends with Mike, and we're all donating our time and efforts for this to raise money for his family is what we're doing. And, you know, we're going to open the show, Gary Rounds, Tim Crouch, myself, and maybe another person or two, kind of an unplugged thing. And then we'll play a few tunes. And then Nick Fudge and his band, who they played a lot of music with Mike. Nick will do some songs. We'll take an intermission, and then the Lockhouse Orchestra will come out. Lockhouse Orchestra is Sarah Joe Sample, Penny Wolf, John Parks, Jason Mosier, Jerry Bone, and myself. And so that's the way the show will be carried out there at the end.
Now, you mentioned before we went on the air, admission will be free, so we're going to take up donations throughout the evening, right?
We are. We'll have several places to donate when you come in the door, when you leave, or we'll probably pass the hat during intermission, something like that.
An old-fashioned pass the hat. I like that.
And I think we're so thankful also for Batesville Community Theater for letting us use their facility. So it'll be a top-notch place for you to come and hear some good music, and they'll have refreshments and things like that during the break. They always put on a good performance over there. I encourage you to go see their plays and performances at Batesville Community Theater. They really have a nice facility. So anyway, we're hoping to have a big crowd.
So are there tickets that people need to purchase ahead of time, or is it just you walk in the door and we'll take them as long as we can fit them in?
Yeah, Chad, we wanted to make it simple as possible, and we didn't know how to sell tickets ahead. And so it's just come in for free and get you a seat. I think it's going to seat around 200 people or so. So I hope we pack the place out.
I bet we will. 7 o'clock this Saturday night, a benefit for Mike Foster. And like you said, Mike played with a lot of folks, played for a lot of folks. Wasn't hardly anybody around the area that didn't know and enjoy Mike and his playing. So, like I say, kind of a sad time for us to come together, but it's for a good cause this morning. So, Danny, thanks for coming in and being with us. What are you going to play us out with? Because I know you're going to, right?
Oh, let's do a here's a song we always played with Mike. It's an old Sonny and Cher did it, and Dottie West did it, and it's called All I Ever Need Is You.
All right.